You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Hi, Kate. Hi, Lily. It's okay. Sometimes I trip, too. Hello. What's your name? Calvin. Yes, you've grown so much since the last time I see you. I didn't even recognize you. We've got a young man up here. Jason. Calvin has stapled himself. Oh, man. Sometimes we do silly things. I accidentally had my shirt on backwards today. I mean, things happen, right? And who else do we have? We've got Maddie and Kate and Cameron and Isabel and Bella and Maddie and Gracie and Gavin. And did I say Jason? Good morning, Jason. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming up this morning. Well, I've been thinking this week about something. Actually, Sawyer, it started when Neil was telling me a little bit of a story about you. He said that you call the people in your class your bros. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes? You don't have to be embarrassed because I love that you call them your bros. That's really special because, you know, one of the things that I love most about church is that we are family here, and we are brothers and sisters to each other, right? So our family isn't just the people that live in our house. This is our whole church family. And by the way, not just at this church, the churches that are all over the world, those are also our church family too. So you got bros and sisters all over the world. We all do. And so one of the things that happens when we are baptized is that God adopts us as God's children so that we all become sons and daughters of God. And when we become sons and daughters of God, that means that we're all brothers and sisters and we get to be brothers and sisters to one another. So tell me, what are some of the things that brothers and sisters do for each other? What does it mean to be a brother or a sister? Maybe do any of you teach your brothers or sisters how to do something? Sort of? Or maybe you have a brother or sister that teach you how to do something, or your cousins? Your older sister teaches you some things?
Her name is Maddie, yes.
Her name is Maddie, too. She says, wait a minute, that's my name. And then that's Maddie back there in the green shirt. What are some other things that brothers and sisters do for each other?
Help them.
How about care about them? Yeah. Right? You care about the things that are important to them, the things that matter to them. You comfort each other. That's a great answer. You love each other. Do you love each other only when it's easy to love each other? No, we love each other when it's hard to love each other, too. And why is it sometimes hard to love our brothers and sisters?
They get annoying.
Oh, that's a resounding answer. Yeah, we talked about this in confirmation this morning, that when we are in relationship with other people, it's going to get messy because we're going to drive people crazy. They're going to drive us crazy. We're going to say or do things that maybe hurt the other people's feelings, or they say or do things that hurt our feelings. Maybe sometimes we even use our bodies. Hi, sweetheart. I love your pretty bow. It's beautiful. Are you going to see Nana?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, sometimes we even use our bodies. Have you ever used your body to hurt somebody? Yeah. You play fight? But have you ever been so mad at someone that maybe you've kind of punched them or pushed them or knocked them over?
Me.
I pushed
my
You pushed your sister before?
All except for punch.
All except for punch. So a Nerf gun. There you go. So the point is, right, there are some really good and lovely things about having brothers and sisters. They can help you. They can love you. They can care about you. They can comfort us. They can help us. But there are some hard things about having brothers and sisters. But the good news is that we love each other no matter what. And even when it's hard to love other people, God can help us love other people. We can ask God to help us love others, just like we can ask God to help us forgive other people. Nana! So I just want to say that I am thankful for all of you, and I'm thankful for our church family here, because one of the things that our church family is really good at is loving each other and caring about each other. Now, that doesn't mean we don't drive each other crazy or we don't do or say things that hurt each other, but the overarching theme is that we love each other and care about each other. And so I just want you to know that you can love and care about each other. You've got people here who support you, and you've got your whole church family who loves you. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. Thank you that in baptism, you adopted us, and you give us brothers and sisters. Help us to love each other, to comfort each other, to care for each other, and to forgive each other. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you all for coming forward this morning. You may go back to your seats.